5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find out what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am Barry, and next to me is my beautiful wife, Christelle.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. So, hi, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Episode 8.
8.
Is it? Or is it 9?
Yeah, 9. I don't know.
Whatever episode it is, welcome back.
Yeah. So, we have some fun stories to talk about this week, and we have some a fun topic to go over. So, let's jump right into it. Share us some stories, honey.
Okay, well, you said it was a fun week, but I think you were lying.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Just when we thought we were all getting better, we all got worse. I got sick. I actually, you wouldn't believe it, but I have a sore throat and a headache. So I've been sick for about 3 days. Our kids went from pink eye to throwing up to fevers and hives, and now they all have bad coughs and fun times.
And now I'm sick.
Yeah. Came home yesterday. Yesterday you texted me and said,
no, I came home. My throat hurts. Came home on, well,
yesterday you texted me.
Oh, yesterday I was out of town and my throat started hurting, and then I started getting headaches and exhausted and all that stuff.
Yeah. I have this generic, or Barry went and bought me some generic
NyQuil.
I guess I wasn't thinking that it was NyQuil, and I took it right in the middle of the day and I totally crashed.
Unwise decision.
I wasn't thinking. So I fell asleep on our beanbag, like a cat just curled up on my beanbag, and fell asleep for 2 hours, and the kids kept waking me up, and I have no idea what happened during those 2 hours. I was home alone, but everyone's still alive.
Yeah, no wounds, nothing broke.
No mysterious markings on any of our children, so I think we're good.
Yeah.
Although that was rough. NyQuil, don't take it during the day.
Brought to you by
dumb people taking it at the bad time.
So, but it was kind of a crazy week because I was gone for 3 days and then another day on the weekend because I had a big business trip that I went on, and I left Crystal with the kids for 2 nights and 3 days and 2 nights.
Usually that's really stressful, but this time we were all not feeling well. So we're all kind of like, bleh.
So they just had fun being lazy.
We were totally lazy. I feel like I say that every episode, but at least this week it's justified.
That's right.
So yeah, we kind of just watched movies and played games and did nothing. I never even left the house and I'm feeling disgusting. I didn't even shower for when you came home. It was like 3 days of not showering.
That's hot.
You know it. I think I'm still in my pajamas for you. All for you, baby.
I think so, but that's okay. But while I was gone on my trip, you know, we constantly, Crystal constantly berates and hates technology, and she's mentioned that a couple times. But because of technology, we were able to FaceTime on our iPhones while I was gone, and that was nice to be able to see the family and say goodnight to them and be able to do that. So
okay, but I was super disappointed.
Uh-huh.
Because one time that we called, Barry was at a restaurant and he had to go out to the front entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were all FaceTiming and Barry kept looking up at strangers and like smiling at them. And it looked like people were saying, oh, that's so cute. Your kids are adorable. And so I was like, oh my goodness. We are so stinking cute. Look at my sweet kids that everyone's just loving, even hundreds of miles away. And it turned out that they're just complimenting your stupid Spider-Man sweater.
That's right.
I was so disappointed. I really felt that like heartwarming moment where I was like, oh, I love this family.
Well, just focus on that.
I don't love your sweater. That ruined my night.
Then you shouldn't have bought it for me.
It was frustrating.
So, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have just lied to you.
You should have.
Maybe.
When in doubt, just lie.
There you go. Lesson of today, people. Lie to your spouse.
To save your marriage.
That's right. So I was gone, and I came home, and I was all excited to see my family, and I come in, and my family's there, but I happen to have a couple treats in my hand that I had while I was traveling.
Your car snacks.
My car snacks, because it was a, you know, 5 to 6 hour drive. And I come in, and one of my snacks was chocolate chip cookies. And so I get in there, and everyone's like, yay, daddy, daddy. And then the 3-year-old's like, yay, cookies are home! Cookies are home!
She didn't even care about
you. She's like jumping up and down, all excited, and I'm just like, oh. Thanks, honey.
Here's your cookies.
Here's your cookies.
Now, for the record, I gave him a free pass to not do paleo.
That's true.
While he was gone.
While I was on my business trip, which was also crazy because I ate at some pretty fanciful places.
Fanciful.
Fanciful. word of the day. But,
You know those ridiculous restaurants where you pay like $50 for the little scoop?
It wasn't, the servings weren't that small, but.
Well, I hate that about fancy restaurants.
I still paid an arm and a leg of a lot of money.
If I'm going to pay an arm and a leg at a restaurant, I want to have to unbuckle my belt by the end of the night.
That's right.
I don't want to eat like
that's why one scoop. That's why we like buffets.
Or just anything.
But no, luckily I didn't have to pay for it because it was a business trip, so that's nice. But still, I totally felt out of place. I'm like, can't I just go to a burger joint?
Because you're in your Spider-Man sweater at a fine restaurant.
Well, I didn't know we were going to wine and dine as employees.
Who packs the Spider-Man sweater for a business trip?
I do, because that's how I rock it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And apparently people think you're adorable.
Yeah, they do. They totally think I'm adorable.
So, that was a fun, not fun trip.
So,
week.
And I get to leave in a week and a half on another trip. Yay!
Hey, at least food is free.
Yep.
Well, so here's some things that happen while you're gone. Our one-year-old is doing the little kid thing where he finally has figured out how to take off his clothes. He loves to take off. I mean, everything. Takes off the shirt, the pants, everything.
Well, luckily he hasn't started taking off his diapers yet, though.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Okay.
So one day, and here's another story I saved for tonight. You haven't heard this.
Okay.
So one day I pick him up out of bed. He woke up for the day and I felt his diaper and I was like, oh, I need to change him, but I'll feed him first. So I put him just at the table, not in his chair because we were out of milk. So I just gave everyone a bowl of dry cereal. I hope I'm not the only lazy parent out there
that's how we rock it.
So we had a bowl of dry cereal. So I put him at the table and then, I went back here to get ready or something. I was in a room. Probably. I might have been posting something for our show. But so a little while later, Jackson comes in here and I pick him up and I'm like, what? And I feel he's still fully clothed, but his diaper's gone.
Okay.
Like missing. And I looked everywhere and I never found it.
You probably threw it away then.
No, I looked in the garbage. I thought, because he loves to throw stuff away.
Uh-huh.
It was like a magic trick. But, so that was on Wednesday, the day he left.
Okay.
Yesterday, I found it.
Oh.
In Grayson's closet.
Oh.
On his toy shelf.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Shoved in the back. This big, full, dirty, nasty diaper. So... that wasn't a very fun magic trick.
Ta-da!
Like, how did he do that, though? Because I've seen him. He struggles to take his shirt off and his pants off. But he could magically whip his diaper out of thin air and hide it in a different room I never even knew he went in.
Kids, they're crazy.
Magic.
So, that's fun, though.
Is it? Is it really?
Yep.
So, just a quick... keep you updated. Lacey was given this big giant... we have these big giant dry erase boards for Pictionary.
Oh, yeah.
So she asked if she could draw on it. And it was awesome. If you don't have one, go get one, because she colored on it for like an hour. I'm sure it's more because she didn't feel well, but she colored just little careful circles like all over the whole thing. And finally, I went up to her, and the whole thing's covered with black little doodles. And I was like, Lacey, what are you drawing? And she goes, it's a map to my mother's house. And she pointed to one corner and was like, there's where I'm going to my mother's house. And then she pointed all the way to the other end, and she goes, and that's where you go. I was sad. Once again, the utter mutter
wins
slaps
the day.
Me in the face. My metaphorical mother's slap face.
Yeah, but then later she drew on the dry erase board with permanent marker.
And she drew on her Barbies with the dry erase marker. It was a frustrating day. But anyway, the part where she kept it on the board was nice. So maybe you shouldn't go out and buy a dry erase board.
Yeah, don't. Ignore that advice.
They end badly. But they start really nice. So there's just my mutter story. I got to keep that one going.
All right.
So this week was registering our second child for kindergarten.
That was on Monday.
Monday. Our sweet girl.
Yeah.
I have a couple stories about that one. So we have this thing called the red file. And I saw that on Pinterest once and I thought it was genius. So the red file is something you keep because we used to keep all of our important documents in a file cabinet. Yeah, a file cabinet. And whenever we had to do any paperwork, we always had to dig through everything and be like, where is that one document? So now we do everything in our red binder that has like social security cards and
birth certificates.
Yeah, like every important document you could think of is in this one binder.
Yeah.
And so I took it with me to register Jay for school. And then we had to go get shots because she wasn't up to date. Or she missed one like a long time ago. And then we...
But tell her about the shots.
Oh, I shouldn't have brought up shots.
Why?
Because this is a touchy subject. We vaccinate our children. We don't judge you if you don't. But we just choose to. So don't argue with us. But anyway, so we had to go get Jay her shots at this place. And the people, when we walked in there... Now, one thing you have to know about Jay is she's a tough mama.
She's actually really tough.
Which blows my mind because she's such a sweet
creature.
She's
very sweet and shy, but she's tough.
Yeah. But our oldest, the boy, when he got his kindergarten shots, it took four people to hold him down. And then the nurses gave him shots. It was horrible. And he was screaming and crying. So with Jay, when she got her kindergarten shots, she was like, she actually told me, I should be Merida for Halloween because I'm brave. So we went in there. I'd kind of talked her and like, you're going to get shots. You're going to be brave, right? And she's like, oh, yeah. So we went in there and the lady was like, will you hold her down, please? And I was like, oh, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
And the nurses looked at me like, you horrible mother, get over here.
And hold your child down.
And I didn't budge. And so the nurse, like, went over and grabbed her arms and held her down. And they gave her the shot and she didn't even flinch. And then they just looked at me like, wow, you weren't kidding. And I was like, yeah, I know my own kid. Anyway. So. Yeah. But it was awesome.
It was awesome.
She's a tiger woman.
So she got ice cream.
Yeah. We all got ice cream. Well, I didn't get ice cream. I should have.
Crystal stuck to the paleo, guys.
I did it! Woo!
We did our 2 weeks.
I lost 4 pounds!
Nice.
I know. Now I just have to keep it off. So anyway, back to the red file.
Red file.
You got us off with the shots.
Sorry.
So after we got the shots, we had to drive back to school and register. So by this time, I'm lugging three of my kids with me. By this time, my three-year-old's tired. She's still sick. I took them all out while they were sick. And she just starts throwing this huge tantrum because I wouldn't help her carry her pine cones, which in retrospect, again, I should have just carried the dang pine cones, but I had my baby and the red file and her papers for school and I was loaded. So I didn't help her. So the 3-year-old lays down on the ground. Luckily, she was out of the road finally, the first time she sat down on the road. But so I put the red file on top of my car, just angry, went and grabbed her, picked her up, put her in the car, got in the car, and we drove off. And then while we're driving home, I heard this weird noise and I thought that we hit something and it felt like, I don't know. My brain told us the car was like tilting and I knew we popped the tire. I think I have this fear of our tires always blowing out now.
Yeah.
So that was at like 10 o'clock in the morning and at 3, 2:40, when I go back to pick up my kid, this lady is waving me down, and I see her holding my red file, and I was like, what? Actually, at first, I was like, oh, that binder looks like mine. And then she runs over to my car, and she's like, I just found this in the middle of the road. And she's like one of five people that know me at the school.
Yeah.
And what are the odds that she'd be the one to find it in the road? And what are the odds that after hours, it didn't get run over? When I found out that it fell off the car because I'm an idiot. So I hurried and went through it because, you know, that fear where someone's going to like steal your identity. But everything was there. It wasn't run over. And one of five that know me found it at school. It was amazing. Made me feel amazingly dumb. But it was so awesome that our whole lives could have been ruined from
because that. You always tease me about putting stuff on top of the car.
I know. Well,
don't do that, Barry. You're going to forget it.
That's because you've left your wallet up there and a McDonald's drink that actually did spill all over the car.
It did.
Your wallet got wedged in between stuff and we found it on the other side. Well, still on the car, but I think it comes through. And my brother left his laptop on the car, but that one didn't make it.
Yeah, so, the laptop did not make it.
So, yeah. Don't put things on top of your car.
Just stop it. Just say no.
I know. So that was my, that was the craziest story. It's one of those things where you're just like, wow, that's just amazing. I don't know what else to say about that, but it was amazing.
Sweet.
That's really...
That's... I don't have any many stories because I was gone.
You were gone and we were all sick. So yeah. It's kind of a blah week.
And now I'm sick.
Although, now that I was talking about Grayson being the wussy shot kid, the other day I was talking to my mom. And Grayson was like, tell her that story about the phantom in the night. And I was like, what? And he's like, you know, that phantom in the night. It's so funny. And I was like, Grayson, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know, when you said Lacey was the phantom of the night when she was sick on your podcast. And I was like, how did you hear that? And he's like, I always listen. So I was like, oh, shoot. We need to be careful with what we're saying. So we have to screen anything that we want them to hear when they're older. But don't want them to hear now.
That's right.
We need to be careful.
Check.
So, Phantom of the Night.
Phantom of the Night. All right. I think that's it for stories, though.
Yeah, that's our week.
Yeah, sorry. We usually have more stories, but this week is kind of like... Blah.
I guess we could touch on paleo. Because it's over!
Well, our two-week challenge is over. Crystal was diehard and did it for the 2 weeks, but when I went on my business trip, I threw all care to the wind.
Okay, but I have to say, I now hate baked bananas.
Oh, really? Because you had them so much?
So much that now I hate them.
That's what happens.
The last time I ate it, I was like, I feel like I'm eating vomit. It's just gross.
Nice.
I still finished it.
So, Crystal and I plan on continuing... This
we're gonna do an adapted.
So we're not gonna go do hardcore, but we're gonna do better health eating.
That'll last a week. But so, we're gonna do it. I lost 4 pounds in 2 weeks. I just wanna keep going.
That's healthy weight loss.
That is.
2 pounds a week is what they say is healthy. So.
I know, and it's way more than I've lost in like 4 years.
Well, let's keep going.
4 pounds. Woo!
Woo!
So yeah, I think I enjoyed it more in the end than Barry did.
Because
you're not in it to lose weight. If you haven't seen a picture of this guy, he's like tall and skinny. And I am tall.
You are skinny too.
No, I am pleasantly proportioned in a pleasant way.
And yet so sexy.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, so...
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about this week.
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about this week.
Word. So.
That should be another intro song. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about this week. Am I just tired?
You must be tired.
It was funny in my head.
So we want to talk about.
What we want to talk about?
Silence. We're going to talk about being kind.
Like, you're not being I me. Know. Being, you're kind, you would join me.
Being kind and caring. And what that means to
your kids and to you.
Okay. Well, since you haven't talked much, do you want to share the story that spawned this miss?
Sure.
Okay, because there's a story that made us think about why we wanted to talk about this. I wasn't rapping. I was just saying it.
Uh-huh.
This is the story all about how we wanted to talk about being kind of caring.
So, Grayson...
I really need to go to bed. I need to go drink some NyQuil.
So, Grayson, the other day, came home, and he expressed something difficult that happened, and he felt kind of guilty. That he had lied.
Ooh.
He had lied at school. Ooh. But we're like, okay, well, tell us about it. And he's like, well, I lied because there's this girl in my class and she stinks. Like, literally, people, like, she smells like unpleasant body odor. And
it might not be body odor.
It might not be body
odor. Weird house smell.
It's true. But some other little boys were teasing her throughout the day and being mean and saying that she stunk. And Grayson, he admitted, she's like, yeah, she stinks. And then she talked to me and she's like, Grayson, do I stink? And Grayson said, no. And so he came home and he was so worried about it because he's like, I lied. I told her she didn't stink, but she does stink.
And so here's some shady parenting, because I was like,
So we, good. We had to then teach our 7-year-old what a white lie is, or what being, you know, sometimes it's okay to bend the truth so that you're not hurting people's feelings. And
but then I was like, well, shoot, what if he does something bad and doesn't want to tell me because it'll hurt my feelings? So then I told him, but you can never lie to mommy and daddy.
That's right.
Even if it hurts.
That's a stipulation in that rule. So, but then we thought about it. We're like, wow, how cool is that? Like, he thought about this other girl's feelings and what, you know, what was going on. He noticed that she was being picked on throughout the whole day. And he took her feelings into consideration and then didn't want to hurt them even more. And so he was, in my opinion, he was being more kind and caring than it was, like, lying.
Yeah.
And so we thought that was really cool. I mean, it's not like we ever told him to be like, hey, when this situation happens, just lie.
You have any kids that stink?
So
just tell them no.
So, but it made us think about, like, what is that? And what is it? How important is it to teach our kids to be kind?
Well,
to others.
When we were talking about it, it reminded me of this article that my sister-in-law, shout out to Dee Dee!
Dee Dee, woo!
I saw her share this on Facebook. So we are succumbing to sharing Facebook things, but it was a really good article. I think we forgot to post who. Let's see, this was a study by a Harvard psychologist named Richard
Weisbord. Weisbord.
What's with all the hard names?
A Harvard psychologist with a graduate school of education and...
He runs the Making Caring Common Project. So yeah. Why do smart people always have big, hard names?
I don't know.
Or are we just dumb and can't read them?
Maybe a mix of both.
Weisbord. Richard Weisbord. Anyway, so here's the thing about being... Oh, that's not it. Okay, I can't manage this. Okay, so this is something we want you to think about. And I guess we should say that we're not pointing out that story with Grayson saying like, oh, our kids
we're
are so good.
Cool.
We teach our kids
how to
be
kind. We're the greatest
parents
ever.
But it did make me think, like, how did we teach it
that?
We
must be doing something right.
Or how can we keep that going? So here's some thoughts. So in this study that they did, they said that about 80% of the youth in the study said their parents were more concerned with their achievement or their own personal happiness than whether they cared for others. The interviewees were also 3 times more likely to agree that, quote, my parents are prouder if I get good grades in my classes than if I'm a caring community member in class and school. So I think,
well, that's a big number.
That's a huge number.
That's 80%. I mean, and children are recognize that their parents care more about, you know, good grades or, hey, you made the winning shot in the basketball game. And don't get us wrong, people. Those things are important, and it's great to encourage our kids to be successful in those things as well. But when those things begin to overshadow other things, like really being kind to others, it's bad.
I don't think it's even an overshadowing thing, because I feel like if you put it in that way, then you're purposefully doing that. But I don't think that's really, I bet most of these cases, parents don't even realize they're doing that.
Probably
like,
not.
Think about, there's at least once a week where my son doesn't want to do his homework, and I have to say, you need to do your homework, or you're going to get a bad grade in school, or you're going to lose recess tomorrow. And so I'm putting that focus on your success, your grades, your achievements. And I definitely don't say once a week, like, oh, are you being kind to others? Like, specifically bringing that up to his mind. Or to any of our kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just...
Maybe we should just bring it up more.
Maybe it's subliminal. So...
Yeah.
So they say parents tend to prioritize their children's happiness and achievements over their children's concern for others. So instead of saying to your kids, the most important thing is that you're happy, say, the most important thing is that you're kind.
Well, I kind of like that, because when you're kind to others, you're just naturally going to be happy anyway.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that works.
Generally.
Okay.
So here are some other things that it suggests, the article suggests on teaching kindness. So the first thing is, don't reward your kid for every act of helpfulness, such as clearing the dinner table. We should expect our kids to help around the house with siblings and with neighbors, and only reward uncommon acts of kindness. So how do you feel about that?
I like that, because there are certain chores in the house that should be done because you live in this house. You should help clean it and keep it in order. But if you do extra chores or you do something unexpected, then you could be rewarded for that.
Well, I want to know what it means by reward. Like, for someone like me, my love language is words of affirmation. So if I clean something, I expect you to notice and I expect you to say something. So in a way, that's kind of a reward, right?
Sure.
So I want to reward my kids if I see something nice with just by saying, like, wow, that was really nice. Like with the girl that stunk, we told him, well, I guess that's not really an everyday thing. That is an uncommon act of kindness. But like, if my kids all cleared the table and they remember, I say, wow, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really a reward. It's not like I'm handing out dollar bills. Like, yeah, you walked 10 feet and cleared that plate into the sink.
We wouldn't have dollar bills to give them anyway.
Here's a penny.
Yay.
So, I don't know. I'm assuming that it means like a tangible reward, not like a compliment.
That's how I read it, too.
Because if that's the case, then I disagree. But if it just means tangible, then I agree. So here's some other suggestions.
Yeah. You could talk to your child about caring and uncaring acts that they see on television and about acts of justice and injustice that they might witness or hear about in the news. Our kids don't really watch the news a lot, but but we do watch TV. But this is something that we've always done. And I was kind of happy that we read it and we're like, hey, we do that. Whenever there's unkindness or something bad happening in a TV show or a movie that we're watching, we usually address it right there. We're like, oh, well, he did that, but we don't do that. You know, that's bad, you know, or that wasn't nice. You know, we don't say words like that or something like that.
I feel like I've watched, like, right now, we've been watching Jesse, the Disney show.
Hey, Jesse!
But to me, Disney's go-to is rudeness.
To adults.
To adults, yeah, to your grown-ups or people you don't like.
The kids are always rude
to
adults.
They're horrible. Yeah. And not just in that show. I mean...
Like any Disney show.
Like, we've watched Good Luck Charlie and Shake It Up and Jessie and all the newer ones. They're rude. And I feel like at least once or twice every episode, if our kids are watching, usually they leave and I'm the one watching it. But I have to be like, that wasn't nice what they just said. And it's just... I don't know, it's just, I just realized that they're getting a pattern from Disney. There's my Disney tangent again, but just, it just surprises me that being rude is like their go-to humor. So, oh, and today we watched this movie. It was a PG movie about like little kid treasure hunters.
Yeah.
And they were punching bad guys and kicking them, and Grayson was like,
people were dying. People were killed too.
Okay, but we covered that. We're like, off-screen. Oh, they're sleeping.
Those were sleeping darts.
But... It wasn't bloody. It was just a little PG movie. And it was, I mean, it was pretty hokey. But we had to be like, it's okay that they're punching them because they're bad guys.
Yeah.
They're defending themselves. And I was like, oh, is this right that we're teaching them? Like, it's okay to hit if they're bad.
I think the better thing would to say, it's okay to hit when you're defending yourself.
So in this article, should we be like, now let's empathize with the bad guys. They're trying to steal that treasure.
No. Bad guys get punched in the face.
Well, at least we can still point it out and have a discussion of carrying and uncaring acts like punching people in the face.
So another thing was make gratitude a daily ritual at dinner time, bedtime, in the car, or on the subway. Well, that doesn't apply to us. We don't have a subway.
Small town folk.
Express thanks for those who contribute to us and others in large and small ways. I like to do this in the aspect of whenever we see firemen or police officers, I always tell our kids the great things that they do for us.
Mr. Credit Taker.
but no, it's just like whenever, like if we, especially if we go to like a community fair or something and there's, you know, there's usually a police officer handing out like stickers or something like that. I always try to encourage our kids to go up and shake his hand and let them know, like, these guys are the guys that protect us. And, you know, and so I think it's important to let them know of those type of people, police officers, firemen, other, you know, the military, everyone that because of them, we have the lifestyles that we have. So,
well, and it's like at Thanksgiving, we all go around the table and say what we're thankful for. And it's nice to hear our kids, like, think of their own thing, but we should be doing that every day.
Yeah. Well, and we
like,
do...
Like, why just once a year?
We generally do it at bedtime, too.
That's true.
Because we get together as family, and we say a family prayer before we go to bed. And before that, we ask the kids what they were thankful for or grateful for that day. So it's showing some gratitude. And you know, especially for the littler kids, usually it's like, I am grateful for cookies!
My brown fox. That was last night.
Orange fox. But you know, like, sometimes they're grateful for their family, or they're grateful for their friends, or, you know, things that actually mean something. And so we try to help them understand that they need to be grateful for the things that they do have. And we make them say it and everything. We don't, like, coach them to say, oh, you're thankful for this, aren't you? So we do that.
So moving on to the couple more suggestions. They say almost all kids care about their family and their friends, but the challenge is to help our children learn to care about someone outside that circle, such as the new kid in class, someone who doesn't speak their language, the school custodian, or someone who lives in a distant country. So I don't, that opens a lot of ideas to me about what we could do.
Yeah.
What we should do better.
Yeah. There's always room for improvement.
So, just something to think about. Like, who are people that your kids don't really notice, but are in their life? Like, I like the school custodian. I see her every day and I should get my kids to do something for her. So maybe that'll be my challenge for the week.
Yeah.
But,
So model caring for others by doing community service at least once a month, or even better, do this service with your child. So this is talking about being an example to your children. And we try to do stuff. Like, whenever we're in the park.
I feel like this is the Braggity Brag Show.
The Braggity Brag Show. But, you know, what? No, whenever we're... These are ideas that maybe they can do. That's what we're saying. We're not saying, hey, we're cool. We're saying these are...
But some, we are.
But these are some of the ideas. Is that whenever we're at a park, before we leave the park, we make sure that we do a garbage pickup.
We do a three-piece garbage pickup.
Yeah. Let's pick up some trash so we can leave the area better than what we found it.
Usually it turns into a game.
Yeah. And but they understand that they're picking up trash and making it look better. And that's all. That's something that means a lot to me, because that was something my dad always taught me growing up, is always leave the area better than what you found it.
Well, and I like doing it because I was horrible at littering when I was a teenager. I just didn't care. But now that I'm older and can see, like...
You're a horrible person.
I was. Horrible litterer. And so I feel like now I want my kids to not be dumb.
Yeah.
But we do it like a game. Like, who can pick up three pieces the fastest? And the last time we were there, we ended up picking up tons of garbage.
Tons of trash, yeah.
And so we told our kids, like, just imagine if we wouldn't have picked this up today and more trash blew in, how horrible it would be. So hopefully we're doing that thing right.
Yeah, just doing, giving your kids something, you know, giving them opportunities to serve.
Yeah.
So
even if it's picking up trash.
So, but yeah, so that's what we really wanted to talk about.
Oh, one more. The last thing they listed, give your child an ethical dilemma at dinner, or ask your child about dilemmas they've faced. I thought that was another fun idea. Like saying with our kids, there's a kid in your class that stinks. What do you do?
Yeah.
Or, so come up with a thing. And that might be smart, because then we can give them more ideas of what will happen to them.
Yeah.
Like, there's someone being picked on and on the playground. What do you do? And just kind of walk them through it and see what they say. So I like that. Yeah. I have a lot of ideas of what I want to do.
And so with those ideas, our weekly challenge to you
is... The weekly challenge! Which we haven't done for episodes.
No, I think we just didn't do it last episode.
I think it's been a few. We've gotten lazy.
But anyway, pick something that we listed and try it out with your kids, and then let us know how it goes.
Please let us know.
We'd love to hear from
you. We know you're listening. Yeah. Now we want to hear from you.
So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. Until next time,
enjoy your circus.